pathway of peace and pools of reflection. Week 1, Day 4, Absorb His Peace. Isaiah 26 verse 3 reads, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you." Thoughtful reflection. In society today, we tend to become cynical and adopt a negative perspective on life as we watch the TV constantly telling us more bad news. The way we think will affect our ability to walk in paths of peace. So what is this perfect peace? In the Middle East, you'll often hear the greeting Shalom, taken from the Hebrew for the word peace, and it has a broad meaning. It literally means this: to be safe, to be healthy and happy, and to have friends. In other words, to be healthy, wealthy and safe. It is a greeting wishing the recipient to be wholly well and to be at rest and satisfaction in body, mind, soul and spirit. This is the peace we are releasing. When I was in my early teenage years, my granddad was in hospital dying, and I went with my mother to visit him. I remember my mum asking him if he had found real peace and if he was ready to die. His response was he was all right as he was at peace with himself. But my mum pointed out that the real issue was whether he had peace with God. You see, to have perfect peace, we must rely on God. We do not set the standards. God has set the boundaries, and we need to know that we have walked within these borders and trusted God with our life to have perfect peace. Finally, my granddad understood this principle, and he gave his life to Jesus and trusted him and entered true and lasting peace. We are only able to have perfect peace if we're able to focus our minds on what God is saying to us and then hold fast to our deep trust in God. As we experience this peace, then we have the privilege to release it into our communities and cities. Leviticus 26:6 says this, "I will grant peace in the land, and you will lie down, and no one will make you afraid. I will remove savage beasts from the land, and the sword will not pass through your country." Jeremiah 29 verse 7 says this, "Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper." As we partner with God, through us, he is able to grant peace to the geography around us and change the atmosphere. We are able to leave a blessing of peace upon a home when we visit people. The Bible shows us that if people give us hospitality and welcome us, we can then leave them a blessing of peace. We have the privilege to carry the good news, which is the news of peace. The spiritual shoes on our feet are called shoes of peace, so that wherever we go, we should be ushering in this atmosphere of peace, order, and safety. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who are bringing good news and proclaim peace. Let us put down kingdom footprints of peace on the streets in our broken cities and oppressed communities. Let's pray. Our focus for confession. Father, let me be a carrier of this peace. Help me position my life in an attitude of trust so that I may know this perfect peace. As I meet people, let me carry an atmosphere of perfect peace into their wounded areas of pain. Teach me to pray for this peace and bring peace to my city and land. Amen.